I'm joined in the studio by Tanek, and they're here to talk about their brand new album, Smoke and Mirrors. We've already heard a few of the tracks. We've heard Blue Man and Sunlight. We've got one more track to come. What is Baz?
Baz was a festival we played at in June that takes place in Basildon. It celebrates the musical heritage of the town with artists such as Depeche Mode, Yazoo, Alison Moyet.
Erasure.
Oh, she's good, isn't she, Alison Moyet?
She is. What a voice.
Yeah. Oof.
And it's to celebrate, you know, for a town like that, you know, they had a lot of musical talent coming out of there in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the people that arrange it are people connected with the original artists. And that,
is so that every year they're doing that? Or is it?
It has been every year since 2012. I think we've done three now. We did 2012, 2013 and 2015. I expect we'll have a rest next year and let someone else have a go. But The great thing about it is the production values are huge. Mm. The visuals and the sound are absolutely outrageously good.
Yeah.
That's why we say it was one of our best gigs so far. It really was. They really
so much so that Kevin Burt, who does the visuals for Baz, is doing our visuals tomorrow night. He did such a fantastic job. We offered him loads of money to come down and do it tomorrow night.
Oh,
we bought him
and a
new
pie.
House.
Yeah.
A pie, elsewhere.
Now, the new album, Smoke and Mirrors, how many tracks have you got on the album in total?
Yeah, well, it's 11 on there, isn't there?
Always 11 songs on a Tanek album.
Yeah.
Just it's the law.
An extra one for luck, as I say.
Because you do get people that sort of release an album, and how many tracks? It's like eight. Where are
that's
the others?
No.
That's a bit bad.
Been
it's been
sold
wrong, isn't
short,
it?
Haven't you?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For us, 10 is the... As growing up as kids, you know, Gary knew an Ultravox albums, there was always 10, 11 tracks on there, and that's kind of been the ballpark. I mean you could have an album with eight songs on it if they're all seven, you know. It could be a prog rock album, could have three, but for us 10 or 11, and we do pride ourselves on all killer no filler.
Mm. And what about the length of the songs? Do you normally
4 minutes 22 seconds?
we seem to have this formula. We've got it nailed, really, because they always end up around the sort of 4:30 mark.
Yeah,
give or take a few seconds.
That's our boredom threshold.
Well,
no, time to go to
people get a little
long
bit extra, but not too much.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Just enough.
Yeah, just enough.
A bit like the butternut in the oven.
Yeah.
Butternut
in the oven.
That doesn't sound quite right. But
that's our new single, by the way. Butternut in the oven.
That one up. What was the most difficult track that you started writing for this album? What was the one you were like going, oh, I really, we've got to get this right. It's driving me mad. Because you always get songs that come together very quickly.
That's most of them, actually. Mm-hmm. If I could reverse that question and do the inverse, Headlights was actually the easiest track. Because a lot of them had several revisions and they'd been worked on over a long period of time. But Headlights, we actually wrote it with a bottle of wine. We'd had a little, you know, little snifter.
Studio lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were in there till early hours of the morning drinking wine. We just wrote this track. It just went down, bang, you know. And it was totally untouched and right till the end of the process. And it was like... So that was the easiest one. All the rest of them were quite...
Most of our songs have got about 20 versions.
Yeah, or more.
This has got two.
Right.
The demo, the finished version, that's all there is.
It just worked from the offset, you know. Some of them need a little bit of tweaking. And as you go through the process, you're always thinking, oh, maybe we could do that as well. And then you change it and then it evolves and, you know, I guess you have to draw a line somewhere. And that's the difficult bit, really.
I think it's when you're in the studio, that's the thing, isn't it? You've got, because obviously you try and, you can't go into the studio all the time because it costs obviously money. And then you've got to sometimes walk away from a track to sort of, because it just, you can't hear it for it being in your head.
Yeah, I guess the problem is that because of working in the studio all the time, it's your own studio.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you need to sort of leave it to eat and things.
Butternut squash. Sorry, don't mention that.
Don't want to burn it. Don't burn your butternut squash, people.
That is the thing. We've got a lot better further on into our career of learning when to leave a track and that we're not going to make any more progress on it and that we need to leave it now and come back to it at another time.
You could
time.
Go on forever. That's the problem. You could just keep calling the tracks up and tweak.
Instant recall.
And it's just, you've got to say, that's really...
People are not going to notice.
Yeah,
it's to that point, diminishing returns.
Well, you just said a little while ago, did you say that cymbal or that you just could come up a little bit louder?
The hi-hats could come up.
Yeah. I keep saying that much to everyone's annoyance as I'll listen to it on the radio and I think, oh, that hi-hat could just come up a little bit.
I wish I'd put a bit more delay on that vocal.
I'm only saying that just to wind everyone up, really, because it's too late.
You were being serious when you said it.
I was very serious.
Thinking was, wasn't it? Yeah, very, very serious. Now, Sherry does an amazing job looking after you guys. So how busy are you sort of sorting out gigs and all sorts of stuff for the guys?
Juggling a lot of things, you know, from interviews to trying to get reviews to approaching various industries for sync licensing. And, yeah, it keeps me busy. I mean, both of them keep me very busy, but I like to push back and drive them crazy sometimes too.
Yeah.
Oh, you do that?
I know.
But it's very difficult. I mean, if you guys were just trying to do everything on your own without management, it'd be a nightmare, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, when we started off, I sort of did that role, you know, staying up all hours, you know, emailing people and doing all that. And you can't do it. It got so far. But then you actually really do need someone else to be doing all that. And I mean, I do help Cherry, and we work together on a lot of it.
Yeah,
but there's just not enough hours in the day. So the good thing is that while we're asleep in England, Sherry's got a different time zone and she's working away. So someone's always working on 10X due to the time zones.
Are you going to be going? You're from America.
Yes.
Are the guys going to be going? Are you going to be planning to go over to America?
Well, we are hoping to. Yep. We've just signed to an American label, Distortion Productions, who are also releasing our album out there.
Yeah.
A guy called Jim Simonic, who also does a fantastic compilation called Electronic Saviors, which all the money goes towards cancer charities, and we've been on one of his compilations before, and we signed to his label not long ago in America, so that's great. We've got a label doing stuff for us in America, and obviously Sherry's in America as well, so we're hoping to make some inroads over there, and it would be lovely to go out there and play some live dates. That's very much an ambition.
So hopefully, is that for sort of 2016-17 you're looking at?
Yes, definitely. If we can tie everything up and make it work, it'd be great.
Yeah, they're on people's radar, so we're making some inroads.
And it is the thing, as I say to all the bands that are coming to the studio, the more you push, the more you try, the more successful you are. You can't be sitting in your bedroom making, you know, for like the 15-year-olds, go, well, I can sing really well, but if you're in your bedroom and you're making tracks and you're not putting them out online or getting out, then nobody knows you exist.
Out there. Yeah, definitely. No. Yeah, absolutely.
It's an effort, but it's worth it, you know, when you've got the passion. Yeah.
Mm.
And now, obviously, the talent.
Now, we'll have to mention the website before we go on. It's all the W's, 10x.co.uk.
Yeah.
And you can find out loads about the guys there. Can they download the album there yet? Or
no, you can pre-order the album from our online shop. We've gone against trend, really. This album is coming out on CD only as from tomorrow, and it will be digital download worldwide in January. But we wanted to bring back the CD as a format. You know, it will be available in a digital format, but we're trying to, you know,
we're a bit old-fashioned.
We're a bit old-fashioned,
We think everyone needs a souvenir. You need a physical, tangible thing, you know. Yeah.
We've spent 3 years making this album.
Yeah.
For it to be like a megabyte download thing seems a bit horrid.
Audio needs a format still.
Yeah. And obviously the pictures of you guys inside the album,
some
the artwork.
Lovely pictures of us that have been airbrushed to make us look much more suave.
That's like the way you both look at each other laughing. This is what you do. You look fine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, very good.
I've got the digital brush there.
She wants a free copy.
Digital brush. There you go. That our artwork lady, because Sherry does her artwork as well. So.
Oh, right. Talented lady.
Yeah, she gets rid of all the monkey lines and the crow's feet.
Don't point at me when you say that.
Oh, I didn't mean to infer anything at all by that.
Oh, well, I feel quite upset. Now, the album launch, let's get this right, on the 28th of November, it's going to be at the Garage in London. Yes. What time's it kick off? So you must be all sort of getting yourself worked up.
Oh.
And you've got the light, it's all the live band on stage, you've got the filming going ahead. Do you think the audience are going to be, weren't expecting that? Your normal fans? What do you reckon?
I think they'll be surprised by the new sound and the new lineup, but in a good way. It's 10X gone to a different level, it's the natural progression it needed to be. Because we were at a crossroads making this album and with our live show, so there's been a lot of soul searching going on to get the band to where it is now, and we're totally confident with it. We know where we're going with it, but obviously we're interested to see if people are going to make the leap with us.
Yeah,
I mean, we've not gone Celtic folk or anything. We're just
so you say,
that's the next one.
Throw one in,
I
say.
That's the next one.
Well, we did a trip hop thing last night that seemed to work quite well, so we're looking at that as a new direction. But
we were very good at that actually.
Yeah, surprisingly good at like a trip hop rap thing.
We might actually release it under a different name or something.
Yeah, there's the new guys have got a great groove thing going on. But so tomorrow night, doors 6:30.
Yep.
fantastic Gary Lestrange 7:15. Our good friends are Last Cry 8:10, and we're on stage at 9:25. Tickets are still available, and you can also pay on the door. It's £12 on the door, but £10 in advance.
In advance, because very BBC them.
Very BBC, yes.
It's lovely to see you guys in the studio. We've got one more track to play, which is Everything Lost. Now, this won't be about anything you've lost. It's going to be so, because now you say about your lyrics.
Just about my keys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Keys,
yeah,
car keys.
Just leave it
Let
at that.
Let me talk to the vegetarian over here, because he's going to make sense. Come on, now tell us what
I'm going to make sense. Well, you're very hopeful, sense. Aren't you? Right, give me 30 seconds just to work out what this song is about. It's a positive. It's a negative positive thing. It's that whole thing going on. Everything lost is meant to be found. That's in the lyrics. And that just, you know, it's about life, about things going a bit wrong, and about picking them up again, you know. So, as always with 10X stuff, you know.
Yes, it's a positive. There's a positive message in this song. It's always uplifting. I love this one. I'm really pleased with this one. This was one of the songs that was
which
a
is
long
why it's
work.
The opener, really. It's the first track on the album, so it's, you know.
We wanted a nice positive opening song. Yeah.
Smoke and Mirrors will be out to buy on CD tomorrow. Did you say tomorrow you can get it?
It will be out tomorrow, and there's a fair chance it will be on Bandcamp digitally in December. So that will be before iTunes.
Brilliant. And also, if you do want to download it, it won't be available until January. Just buy the CD. Get the guys to sign it.
All pre-orders are signed. Yeah. So if you order it before tomorrow, we've got a lovely little online shop at 10ec.co.uk, and we've got a lot of CDs to sign over the next few days. We've had hundreds of pre-orders, and so that's we're going to be up all night. Great, loyal fans, and thank you all for supporting us for the last 8 years. It really...
Got any stalkers on people like that?
Yeah, loads.
Up, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, blimey.
We're batting them off all the time, yeah.
What does that term mean?
Batting them off. I have no idea.
Just wanted to check before I...
It's batting. Whatever you want it to
batting.
Be.
Batting, right.
Batting, yeah.
No, block your ears, Sherry. I don't know.
Yeah. All these terms I'm trying to get used to.
Yeah, no, don't use that term anywhere. I think it's...
Yeah. You probably mean something
not,
else. Something.
Good.
Who knows with 10X? No one knows where 10X... It's
all smoke and mirrors.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Ah, see? Well, and we'll end it there. Thanks very much, guys, for coming in, and Sherry as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
You can see it through if you want.